This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In 1968, Robert F. Kennedy traveled deep into eastern Kentucky. It was for work. He was a Democratic senator from New York and chairman of a subcommittee that watched over President Lyndon Johnson's war on poverty. In the town of Prestonsburg, he talked with citizens in a room at the courthouse.
It's unacceptable in this country in 1968 that we should have this kind of poverty. And I pledge to you that while I'm in the Senate of the United States, that I'm going to work to ensure that everybody has a decent living here in eastern Kentucky.
Robert Kennedy's trip was in February of 1968. 1 month later, he would announce he was running for president. 4 months later, he would be assassinated. This week in Kentucky, the RFK fact-finding trip is being recreated as performance art. Theater director John Malpeat, who likes to work with real history and real people, has pulled all this together. And this morning from the town of Whitesburg, he spoke with Day to Day's Noah Adams.
John Malpeat, tell us how you came to this idea of recreating this RFK tour.
I'm very interested in the notion of citizens having a voice. And in this case, what Kennedy did is he used his senatorial position and celebrity to provide a platform for people here to talk about what was important to them here. So now this provides a platform for people, citizens of today, to have that and also to reflect on the words of engaged citizens of 34 years ago.
And this morning, you're in Whitesburg, Kentucky, at a pancake breakfast and styling party. What is the styling party?
We've acquired an overwhelming quantity of old clothes that are 60s, and we have the Whitesburg Beauty School. Also, some folks are over there getting serious beehives. Because the concept is about using that moment as a mirror to the current moment, it's carrying over to the styling. So some people will be watching the whole thing attired in 2004, and some people will be involved and or in the audience as 1968.
You are using an actor to play RFK named Jack Faust, local fellow. How's he doing?
He's doing fabulously. In reality, he's a lawyer, and that doesn't hurt.
Also, I want to speak with Nell Fields, who's helping you. Can we speak with her on the phone?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Ms. Fields. It's Noah.
Hi.
It's Noah Adams in Los Angeles. Now, you were there when RFK came in 1968.
Yes, I was born and raised in Letcher County, and my father drove my sister and myself and a friend to Neon to the Senate hearings. Even though he was a Republican and didn't go into the building, he sat in the truck so that we could go and take part.
He wouldn't go in the building because he
didn't. No, he stayed in the truck.
Oh, goodness. What's been the response? What's been the response there this time to this recreation?
I think the response this time is as powerful as what was happening in 68 when the throngs of people were in the streets to welcome him and were so excited about it. And in my work here of trying to organize this, it's been such an easy process to get people involved because they're as excited and eager about having this come. It, just to go back to that, and, you know, Kennedy left a wonderful legacy that we're just seeing come back to life a little bit now when people are able to go back and look at it again, so...
It sounds like fun there.
It's a lot of fun here. And, you know, the excitement of being dressed in period dress and going back to being a 16-year-old again with your friends is really fun.
What are you wearing?
Well, I didn't get to do that. I have to be Miss Ann Rader, who's a little bit older than that.
Oh, I see.
And I'm wearing a very nice-looking suit. Ann Rader was the court reporter who transcribed the Senate hearings, so that's my job today. And I have to be a little bit more dignified,
I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nell Fields, for talking with us, and give our thanks to John Malpeat as well.
Thank you very much.
Nell Fields and John Malpeat talking with us from Whitesburg, Kentucky. They're helping organize the RFK and EKY recreation tour, recreating Robert Kennedy's 1968 tour of eastern Kentucky.
Day to Day's Noah Adams.